France Musique. France Musique.
The next stop is 42nd Street.
Come here, venez.
This is the problem.
Voilà le décor approprié à la scène.
Why, it's just an empty stage.
Mais je ne vois qu'un plateau désert.
À première vue, oui. Mais patientez. Un beau coucher de soleil. Des lumières vives dans un jardin. Nous ajoutons 500 000 kilowatts de poussière d'étoiles.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue.
Come and meet those dancing feet. 42nd Street.
Je déclare la 42e rue de France Musique ouverte.
Bonjour à tous. Elle a débuté sur les planches de Broadway à 18 ans et quelques mois plus tard incarnait déjà l'héroïne principale, Maria, dans une reprise de la Mélodie du Bonheur. 18 ans plus tard, Laura Benanti, du haut de son 1m75, pétit toujours à Broadway cette saison à l'affiche de She Loves Me, la comédie musicale de Jerry Bock et de Sheldon Harnick. Alors ce matin, nous allons explorer son répertoire et son registre de voix exceptionnel de soprano. Mais d'abord, puisque l'Angleterre a dit bye-bye à l'Union européenne, rappelons-nous lorsque Charles Dickens célébrait l'amitié franco-britannique dans un roman intitulé « Un conte de deux cités ». Adapté à Londres en comédie musicale, c'était en 69. Rappelez-vous l'histoire d'un Français et d'un Britannique amoureux de la même femme dont l'un prenait la place de l'autre pour le sauver de prison. Et une chanson, notamment, intitulée « Deux peuples différents ».
We're two different people from two different places. We wandered alone among crowds without faces. It fills me with wonder how chance has arranged it, that two hearts the same could have suddenly changed it. For now we're together. And who could have dreamed we'd meet? Just two lonely people who now are complete.
We're two different people who searched for the same thing, our moment of truth that at last we are claiming. Together there's nothing can ever go wrong, for alone we are weak, but our love makes us strong. At last we're together, together we belong. Not two frightened people, just part of the throng.
Chance had been unkind that day.
This love of ours could not have been, 'twould still be dreams, just empty dreams.
We're two different people who searched for the same thing, a moment of truth that at last we are claiming.
Together there's nothing can ever go wrong, for alone we are weak, but our
said goodbye. Remember me every so often. Promise me you'll try.
Andre, this is doing nothing for my nerves.
Oh, don't fret, Fiona.
That day, that not so distant day, when you were far away and free. If you ever find a moment, spare a thought for me.
Madame! Monsieur!
Was always clear that this was never meant to be. If you happen to remember, stop and think of me. Think of August when the world was green. Don't think about the why the of me waking silent and resigned. Imagine me trying too hard to put you from my mind. Think of me, please say you'll think of me. Whatever else you choose to do, there will never be a day
ago, how young and innocent we were. She may not remember me, but I remember.
Flowers fade, the fruits of summer fade, they are the seasons, so do we. But please promise me that sometimes
elle sera à Paris à partir du mois d'octobre, une Américaine. Elle s'appelle Sierra Bogues et elle a été embauchée, on vient de l'apprendre cette semaine, pour interpréter Christine dans l'adaptation française du Fantôme de l'Opéra, la comédie musicale d'Andrew Lloyd Webber. C'est bien la première fois que le producteur Stage Entertainment, qui possède le théâtre Mogador, fait carrément venir une tête d'affiche de Broadway pour ses spectacles réguliers. Ça sera donc à découvrir à partir du mois d'octobre et puis juste auparavant, Two Different People, extrait de Two Cities, la comédie musicale inspirée du roman de Charles Dickens, paroles et musique de Jerry et Jeff Wayne, un album de 69 qui a été remasterisé et vient de paraître chez Stage Door Records. Une nouveauté pour continuer sur la 42e rue, la voix de crooner de Scott Emerson. On le voit souvent au théâtre du Châtelet, dans les ensembles des comédies musicales que produit cette belle maison. Il est ici accompagné par le Spirit of Chicago Orchestra. Et ils sont souvent à l'affiche du petit journal Montparnasse à Paris. Leur nouvel album revisite les chansons du film Chantons sous la pluie, comme ce Broadway Mélodie. L'album vient de sortir chez Harmonia Mundi.
Humanity, I have trudged my willy feet down your gay white way, dreaming of a million dreams of fame, yearning for you to know my name. Broadway. You have heard the stories of a lot of tears and glories, but you've always been the same, always playing in the game. Noisy, hurrying your bustle, scrambling, dizzy, full of hustle. Jazzy, silly, brassy, thrilly, Broadway singing, Broadway's music, Broadway melody. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies are gray on the great white way. That's a Broadway melody.
Ce matin, c'est une soprano que nous avons mis sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue, le brunch aux couleurs de comédie musicale chaque dimanche à 11h sur France Musique. Elle brille actuellement chaque soir dans She Loves Me. C'est une comédie musicale dans un décor de bonbonnière, écrite par Sheldon Harnick et Jerry Bock et inspirée, rappelez-vous, du film de Ernst Lubitsch, La petite boutique au coin de la rue, en français Rendez-vous, qui était elle-même inspirée d'une pièce hongroise intitulée Parfumerie. C'est l'histoire de deux employés dans une parfumerie qui se détestent au travail, mais échangent, sans le savoir, une correspondance anonyme. Un registre musical très élevé dans les notes pour Laura Benanti, en duo ici avec une autre employée, Jen Krakowski. Elle a rendez-vous ce soir, mais de qui s'agit-il ? L'album sort chez Ghostlight Records.
You belong to a Lonely Hearts Club?
I'd never done that sort of thing before. I'd seen the advertisements in the papers.
Well, who hasn't? Young man wants young lady wants young man.
But I'd never taken them seriously. Until one day I saw his advertisement. Even then, I tried not to answer it, really, but it just kept calling out to me.
He could be 75.
No. The advertisement says young man.
You haven't even asked for a photograph?
I don't know his name or what he looks like, but I have a much more certain guide. I can tell exactly what he looks like inside. When I undertook this correspondence, little did I know I'd grow so fond. Little did I know our views would so correspond. He writes me what his feelings are on Shaw, Flaubert, Chopin, Renoir, the more. all I need to know is in each letter, each long revealing letter, I couldn't know him better. If I knew his name, oh, I know him so well, Ilona. I know that he's a very successful person and terribly well-educated, and he's gentle and kind and soft-spoken. Oh, I know all this about him and so much more. I've just never met him. That's all.
He writes his handsome, true, it doesn't much matter. But his personal habits are more important than his looks. Supposing he snores like a locomotive, supposing he grinds his teeth, supposing he's a
knuckle cracker,
good luck with your books. And another small detail that you haven't yet mentioned, I am speaking of sex, dear, when you and he are all alone.
Laura Benanti est du genre précoce. Elle est née en 1979 à New York. Ses parents sont artistes et lorsqu'ils jouent, par exemple sur scène dans Oklahoma ou dans Brigadoon, les autres comédiens de la troupe jouent les babysitters en coulisses. Elle grandit dans le New Jersey. Elle ne s'inscrit pas particulièrement à des cours de théâtre, mais comme toute petite fille américaine, Laura Benanti participe à des spectacles d'école, de collège, par exemple Hello Dolly. Avec le rôle de Dolly, elle se fait remarquer dans un concours de jeunes interprètes d'un théâtre assez réputé du New Jersey, le Paper Mill Theatre. C'est là qu'elle décroche le prix de la découverte de l'année. Elle est mineure et le directeur du théâtre glissera son nom lorsque le directeur de casting d'une reprise de la mélodie du bonheur à Broadway l'appelle à la recherche de jeunes filles pour former les éléments de la famille Van Trapp. Le directeur du théâtre pense à elle pour le rôle de l'aînée Liesel. Elle va passer 9 auditions, mais on trouvera son apparence trop âgée pour son âge. Elle se retrouvera du coup à Broadway, dans la Mélodie du Bonheur, mais parmi les bonnes sœurs, avec néanmoins un atout en plus. Elle sera la doublure officielle de l'héroïne Maria. Et elle va même remplacer l'actrice principale, Maria, alors qu'elle n'a que 19 ans après le départ de la vedette. Pas mal pour un premier rôle à Broadway. Alors il n'y a pas d'enregistrement de l'époque, en 99, de Laura Benanti dans le rôle de Maria. Mais 3 ans plus tard, il se trouve qu'elle enregistre quelques chansons de la Mélodie du Bonheur dans un album intitulé « You've got to be carefully taught ».
My day in the hills has come to an end. I know a star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat
feet like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way. To sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue, France Musique.
15 ans plus tard, Laura Benanti retrouvera la mélodie du bonheur. Cette fois, c'est pour une chaîne de télé, NBC, qui présente la comédie musicale en direct. Et cette fois, elle incarne la baronne autrichienne Elsa Schroeder, jalouse de Maria, qui a le béguin pour le capitaine Van Trapp. Voici un de ses duos avec Christian Borle, un registre de voix beaucoup plus grave pour Laura Benanti.
In all the famous love affairs, the lovers have to struggle. In garret rooms away upstairs, the lovers starve and snuggle. They're famous for misfortune, which they seem to have no fear of. While lovers who are very rich, you very seldom hear of.
No little shack do you share with me. We do not flee from a mortgagee. Nary a care in the world have we.
How can love survive?
You're fond of bonds and you own a lot. I have a plane and a diesel yacht.
Plenty of nothing you haven't got.
How can love survive?
For us, on the top of a bus, in the face of the freezing breezes.
You reach your goals in your comfy old Rolls, or in one of your Mercedeses.
Far, very far off the beam are we, quaint and bizarre as a team are we. Two millionaires with a dream are we, we're keeping romance alive. Two millionaires with a dream of me will make our love survive. No little cold water flat have we, warmed by the glow of insolvency.
Up to your necks in security. How can love survive?
How can I show what I feel for you? I cannot go out and steal for you. I cannot die like Camille for you. How can love survive?
You millionaires with financial affairs are too busy for simple pleasure. When you are poor, it is toujours l'amour. For l'amour, all the poor have leisure.
Caught in our gold-plated chains are we. Lost in our wealthy domains are we. Trapped by our capital gains are we. But we'll keep romance alive.
Trapped by your capital gains are you.
You'll make your love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fabulous 54 Below. Please welcome to our stage the Tony Award-winning Laura Benanti.
such a clever one about the latest fads. I'll admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint.
Benanti en concert en solo au cabaret 54 Bello. C'est à New York sous le studio 54 et c'était il y a 3 ans, une chanson de Jérôme Kern et Johnny Mercer. I'm Old Fashioned avec au piano Todd Almond. À la basse, Brian Ellickson. À la guitare, Anne Klein. Et aux percussions, Rich Mercurio. Un album qui est paru chez Broadway Records. Laura Benanti qui s'était fait une réputation à Broadway en 2010 lorsqu'elle incarnait un mannequin hystérique dans l'adaptation du film de Pedro Almodovar, Femme au bord de la crise de nerfs. Elle inondait carrément de messages le répondeur téléphonique de sa copine et la musique de David Yazbek s'amusait à jouer avec les bruits du répondeur.
You have 27 messages.
Peppa, Peppa, it's me, are you there? Call me. Hi, it's me again, Candela, where are you? Call me when you get this, okay? Okay. Peppa? Peppa!
Peppa, it's me again. Why aren't you picking up the phone? It's like my brain is gonna melt if I don't talk to you. I've got a problem in the shower and I've only got a minute. Cause the problem in the shower is this guy that I've been dating named Malik. He's washed the word swarthy like a desert chic. And he's been here in my apartment for about a week. I met him down at Cafe Sombra and I know you think I'm overly romantic, but you wouldn't believe the connection we had. Like immediately I was ready for him to meet my mom. Like I could feel my heart exploding like some kind of bomb, which is ironic because actually I think he literally has some kind of... Anyway, Grandpa, happy birthday. Say hello to Grandma and be sure and think, oh, that was him. I may be jumping to conclusions, God, I hope I am. He thinks I'm thin and he's got shoulders like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Listen, call me when you hear this. I'll be here for half an hour. Call me back. Are you there? Are you there? Are you okay? You're not there, but we need to talk. My stomach's aching like I swallowed some enormous rock. I'm at the phone booth on the corner and have only got a minute, cause I'm running out of change, cause I've been lending all my money to Malik. God knows with men I'm not exactly on a lucky streak, but this one really is a mess, I think I'm gonna freak. I know you say I'm an alarmist, but I'm not. Remember there's that time I thought I saw a spider. You said that's a raisin, but it suddenly started moving and it crawled over and bit me on the toe. So if you're gonna stand in judgment, that's how much you know. It's a good thing I didn't eat it, but I never would have eaten it, cause I never did like raisins, so why would there be a raisin on the floor? So when you hear this, call me back, I'll wait a little more. I'll be at 773, damn, they scratched out the number and misspelled vagina. Alright, I'm hanging up, I'll call you back. Which sucks because I'm having trouble working, cause the only thing I think about is this crazy situation with Malik. I don't know what I'm gonna do if you and I don't speak. I know you think I'm just a drama queen, but actually I'm practical, and damn it, I'm a model, so of course I feel things deeper than most people typically do. And anyway, I think my life might be in danger too. You won't believe what he's got eaten in the Fernando's working here. He's lost a lot of weight, and while he got that thing removed, he just looks Pepa, Marcos, is a Zala. And now he's telling me we're shooting, so I've got to go. It's some big deal, I can't wait, I don't know what it's for. They've got me posing with a melon and a matador. Some kind of metaphor. Call me back! Peppa, it's 8. I don't know why you're treating me like this. Peppa, it's almost 10 o'clock, you really are a terrible friend. Peppa, I'm sorry, I've never felt so frightened at all. I'm like a helpless little kitty in love, but hey, I'm on the fucking phone! Please call me back. Peppa, it's midnight, are you screening?
It's 3 a.m., you have to call me.
But never do this to you, what kind of a friend? What was the name of that cheese that I like?
Peppa. Peppa, sweetheart, listen, I need to tell you.
Tape is full. End of messages.
Peppa, okay, now even your machine's ignoring me. Listen, Peppa, I know you think I'm needy, but you've got to see. I'm feeling kind of woozy, I've been crying for an hour. My boyfriend has an Uzi and he doesn't clean the shower. And I don't know where you are, I don't know where I am. I'm halfway up a tree, I'm completely in a jam. I'm out here in the desert and nobody gives a damn. Peppa, 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 call me
Autre rôle clé pour Laura Benanti dans Gypsy, un rôle qui va lui valoir un Tony Award en 2008. Elle incarne une jeune fille sage qui va devenir vedette américaine du striptease. Sa mère veut tellement que ses enfants réussissent sur scène qu'elle est prête à tout, même à faire engager sa fille dans un cabaret où elle se dénudera. Le rôle du personnage de Louise, que va interpréter Laura Benanti, est un rôle en or parce qu'on va la voir grandir sur scène, se dévergonder de sa toute première performance dans ce cabaret, à sa gloire, et comme dans toute bonne comédie musicale, la transformation se fera en une chanson qui s'intitule « The Strip ».
Wichita's one and only burlesque theater presents
Mama!
Miss Gypsy Rose!
a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. So let me entertain you. Always told me, make them beg for more, and then
don't give it to them.
But I'm not my mother, so if you beg for more, I'll give it to you, and we'll have a real good. Beg.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Minsky's world-famous burlesque takes great pride and pleasure in presenting, in her personal flesh, the one and only, the now and forever, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee, and I salute to the Garden of Eden.
To the trees. Bonsoir, messieurs et messieurs. Je m'appelle Gypsy Rose Lee. Et je suis dans le jardin de ma mère, Eve Minsky. And that concludes my entire performance. In French. I've been too busy learning. Good.
accused me of being an agdesiast. Do you know what that means? Ah, he does. He's embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. I like men without hair. Don't worry, fellas. I know you're up there. Up there. You know what agdesiast means. An agdesiast is one who, or that which, sheds its skin. In vulgar parlance, a stripper. But I'm not a stripper. At these prices, I'm an agdesiast. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. And we'll have a real good time, yes, sir. We'll have a real good time.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue, France Musique.
Chic et choc, Laura Benanti. En 2003, elle incarnait la muse de Antonio Banderas, alias Guido. C'était dans l'adaptation de 8 ennemis de Federico Fellini en comédie musicale.
In a very unusual way, one time I needed you. Very unusual way, you were my friend. Maybe it lasted a day, maybe it lasted an hour, but somehow it will never end. Way, I think I'm in love with you. In a very unusual way, I want to cry. Something inside me goes weak. Something inside me surrenders. And you're the reason to be me looking at you. It scares me so that I can hardly speak. In a very unusual way, I owe what I am to you. Stay, I never go.
Elle a le don des accents, hein. Laura Benanti, tout à l'heure, c'était l'accent espagnol dans Femme au bord de la crise de nerfs. Et là, à l'instant, italien dans Nine, adapté de Federico Fellini. Comme toute actrice de Broadway, elle a tenté sa chance aussi de l'autre côté des États-Unis. On l'a vu dans plusieurs séries, notamment Nashville, où elle chante la musique qu'elle apprécie, la musique country. Et puis, on fait souvent appel à elle pour de nombreux concerts ou créations. Par exemple, il y a 3 ans, Andrew Lipa lui a demandé de participer à un oratorio qui raconte l'histoire de Harvey Milk, le premier homme politique ouvertement homosexuel. C'était une œuvre mi-chorale, mi-théâtrale, créée à San Francisco.
Jazzy ride. baby, we gotta set you free. 'Cause baby, you snap on the 1 and 3. If you wanna swing it, try it once more. You do it on the 2 and 4. In the pocket.
2 and 4.
Feel the beat.
2 and 4.
Hold on and lock it. Clock it on the 2 and 4, and you'll feel the heat.
Funny, something's happening now. Things my body wouldn't allow. Goodbye to my square hairs, 'cause I know the score.
You do it on the 2 and 4.
2 and 4.
You're playing with fire.
2 and 4.
My temperature mounts.
2 and 4.
You're taking me higher. Play that swinging rhythm and watch what happens. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. When trumpets heat up, give me a rock to beat on. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Hot note and watch me burn. Slap me down with rhythm from stem to stern. When saxes flare up, how can I keep my hair up? Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Start that trombone sliding. Watch me knock me off with rhythm in great amounts. Oh, let that beat wave, we're gonna have a heat wave. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Start that trombone sliding while I gather steam. Keep that tempo right.
Make the Fahrenheit soar.
Just hit me with a hot note on the 2 and...
Oh! Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Laura Benanti dans Swing, une comédie musicale à ses débuts en 1999 qui s'était jouée à Broadway. La programmation musicale de cette émission, vous la retrouverez sur la page de 42e rue sur francemusique.fr. On vous a mis aussi une vidéo, vous pourrez la voir. Et sachez que vous pourrez voir Laura Benanti dans She Loves Me, puisque c'est bien la première fois, je crois, que ça arrive, que la comédie musicale qui est actuellement à l'affiche à Broadway sera diffusée sur le net, sur Broadway HD. Ça sera le 30 juin. Dans l'actualité des comédies musicales, pas mal de spectacles de fin d'année d'école à découvrir. Je vous conseille notamment mercredi et jeudi Company de Stephen Sondheim en langue française, adapté par Stéphane Laporte. Ça sera au Conservatoire du 9e arrondissement de Paris. Et puis cet après-midi, il vous reste une chance d'aller voir une curiosité, le 25e concours annuel d'orthographe du comté de Putnam, une comédie musicale créée off-Broadway autour d'un concours d'orthographe un peu plus cru que la dictée de Bernard Pivot. On le doit l'adaptation française à une troupe qui adore la comédie musicale anglo-saxonne, les Barrets de Broadway, emmenés par Jérôme Bortot. Alors parmi les enfants qui participent à ce concours, il y a un certain William Barfay qui, pour épeler correctement un nom à un truc, son pied magique.
Now watch this technique. He spells the word on the floor with his foot before speaking it aloud.
A magic foot, take me to the final round. Magic foot, I barely lifted off the ground. A magic foot,
I do it without making a sound.
A magic foot, write the letter. A magic foot, write the perfect letter. A magic floor. alphabet, a way to spell. Okay, let's see what we got here, folks. H-A-S-E-N. Posse! A P-S-E-S-S. Terrific when I make a word with my foot. Magic foot!
Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot!
A magic foot!
Magic foot!
Don't go kaput! Foot!
Magic foot!
A magic foot! Right to goddamn let down!
Magic foot!
I do the do. It's an alphabet way to spell. A better way.
Un extrait de l'enregistrement original du 25e concours annuel d'orthographe du comté de Putnam, une comédie musicale à découvrir en langue française, encore une fois aujourd'hui, à la Comédie Nation à Paris. C'est facile pour l'horaire, c'est comme France-Irlande, c'est à 15h. Plus d'infos, le podcast, les références des disques, c'est sur la page de 42e rue, sur francemusique.fr. Vos commentaires, les bonus, sur la page Facebook de notre émission et sur notre compte Twitter. Vous y étiez sur la 42e rue de France Musique, proposée par Laurent Vallière, préparée par Martine Meunier, avec ce matin à la technique, José Bernays, au droit d'auteur, Elisabeth Gornescotto, et à la réalisation, Fabien Flora.
Rideau.